All right. Yeah. I'm going to throw this at you. So yesterday,
Knicks.
There's a rumor from The Athletic that the Memphis Grizzlies so want to get rid of Chandler Parsons' contract, which is just horrific, that they may use the fourth pick in the draft as a little, hey, look. Fourth pick in the draft. What's going on? What's going on?
And you take Parsons too?
And you got, that's the deal. Now, I have become a big fan of this, mainly because I root for a basketball team that doesn't have draft picks.
And now the Knicks would get the fourth pick if they made this trade?
Well, we got to build the trade. But here's the deal, and I'm curious if you're up for it, because there's a lot of negatives to it. About 7 or 8 years ago, you and I were fans of teams that all they were doing was clearing cap space. They would even trade draft picks to clear cap space.
Yep.
Knicks did that famously in the Tracy McGrady trade.
Right, they did it, yeah.
And
Donnie
I didn't like
Wills.
It. I remember that at the time. And you said, and I remember your point, you're like, bro, we need cap room. We got to at least try to get LeBron. And I understood where you were coming from. And the Knicks obviously only ended up with Amari. My team ended up with Travis Outlaw. Let's have a party.
Mm.
So I understand the appeal of cap room, and next year the Knicks will have some cap room, and Kyrie Irving's available. But the other perk of cap room is absorbing bad contracts to get other kind of assets. The Nets have done that. The Nets got D'Angelo Russell because they absorbed Timofey Mozgov. That's basically what it came down to. Mm-hmm. The only reason the Nets have a pick this year is they took back the bad contract of Damare Carroll.
Right.
I'm in favor of it because you need it. Now, I look at your franchise, and again, you tell me.
I cry when I think about it.
I understand. You could sit here and say, I want cap room because I want a shot at Kyrie Irving. You could do that. Or you could potentially take back garbage contracts along with trading maybe undesirable guys if you can get back young assets like, dare I say, the fourth pick in the draft. Mm. So I'll start off. Does that appeal to you at all? Or would you, do you look at cap room as more important?
I think about it. I mean, if you gave me a guarantee that Kyrie Irving's coming here, then I'd say, no, I would rather have the cap room. But I got no guarantee of that. I don't care how much he says he wants to play for the Knicks. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know what to believe. So if you tell me that they could move up and get the fourth pick, okay.
You're interested.
I would have to think about it.
Okay.
That's a five-slot jump.
Okay. No, and that's
as long
the
as
point.
I'm not giving any draft picks up, which I wouldn't be doing.
No, obviously, the
ninth pick would have to be part of this deal, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah, you'd have to swap.
Right.
But you're moving five slots.
Right.
Which
right.
in the NBA draft is significant.
Huge.
So if I told you, because you'd have to give up a contract because you don't have the cap room, let's say the Nets have. Courtney Lee or Tim Hardaway, do you have a fascination with either guy?
No.
Are you good with moving either one of
either
them?
Either one could
go. Okay. So you'd make that deal.
Yep.
Now, that's going to hurt you a little bit, eating in the cap room the following year. But to move up in the draft, I agree with you. I think you should.
I would do it. I would go up. If you're going to tell me I can get five slots, I got to take Chandler Parsons back, right?
Yeah, you got to take him back, sure.
But I can move up five slots. I got to seriously consider making that move.
Interesting.
Interesting. Do.
No, I looked at it as.
Because I got no guarantee Kyrie Irving's coming in.
No,
I don't care what he says.
I think we have to move away from this world. Cap room is great.
Right.
But a part of why cap room is great is because you could take back a bad contract
to get
assets. That's how the Nets are doing it. Like, in my mind, this is how and I'm not saying the Grizzlies would do it. I think it's a long shot. But if I'm the Nets, I'd call up Memphis and say, look, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you 28, which I know is a terrible pick, especially compared to what you have.
Right.
I'm going to give you 28. I'm going to give you Dinwiddie. I'm going to give you a good player to back up Mike Conley. Because the Grizzlies are trying to win. They have Conley and Gasol on their team. What the hell are they trying to do?
Right.
They're rebuilding, and they have to trade those guys. I'll give you Dinwiddie. I'm going to give you Damare Carroll. Another guy. You're trying to win. I will take back your garbage contract. In fact, I'll take back another garbage contract. I'll take back two of them. What do I care? I want that fourth pick in the draft. Now, I don't think they'd do it with my team because draft pick-wise, they'd be going way back.
Yeah, way down.
And while they'd be getting veteran players that could help, I don't know if they would go back for all the way to 28. You have a better shot because you're at 9. But that's the kind of deal to me that gets me all excited.
I would do that. I would definitely make that deal.
Now, there's another bad contract. In fact, listen to this, Knicks fans. You don't have the worst contract in the NBA. Joakim Noah is not the worst contract in the NBA. It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think Chandler Parsons is. Luol Deng is. Do you even remember?
Luol Deng.
Luol Deng.
Is he still in the league?
Exactly.
Luol Deng.
You just did it.
What's he got a Bobby Bonilla deal? He gets paid for life?
He signed a three-year. You ready for this? He signed a three-year, $54 million contract with the Lakers about a year and a half ago. I'm not even kidding you. Luol Deng has 2 years left on his contract.
Wow.
Now, if the Lakers could move Luol Deng, this one doesn't probably work as well with the Knicks. It works better with the Nets.
Where is he right now?
He's with the Lakers.
What's he doing?
Nothing. What's he doing?
Did he play last year at all?
I think he may have played a handful of games, maybe one game. maybe three. I don't remember. He's basically irrelevant. He's got a horrible contract, and he doesn't play. I think he had some weird injury. But the Lakers would love to move him because I think if they move Deng, they could add LeBron. They could add Paul George. They may throw in a little Chris Paul. They could trade for Melo. They could build whatever stupid super team they want to have. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this one because I know where your head's going to go. What if I told you you got to take Deng's contract back, but the Lakers' sweetener would be the point guard?
Ball?
Lonzo Ball. Are you scared of him? I'm scared of him because he can't shoot. But I still think he's got a chance to be a good player in this league. The problem is there is a distraction that comes along with this guy.
Yeah, the distraction scares me, especially in New York.
Yeah.
Now you put this guy in New York. I know he's in L.A. now, but now you put him in New York, I think it's even worse.
So you don't have any interest in that
being the
attachment?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm liking that. I would do the Memphis trade.
You like that one?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I think that's a possibility.
I would do it.
Here's the weird thing. What the heck is Memphis doing, right? They've got Conley and Gasol as their two benchmark players, and they're both veterans. They're not getting any younger. And they are veterans. The Grizzlies could try to reload and try to win. Mm. The problem is you're not winning anything in the Western. What are you winning in the Western Conference?
No.
You could be better, but what are you doing? They probably should just blow the whole thing up, but I'm not sure if they're going to go in that direction either. And if they're looking to trade the fourth pick in the draft, even if you're going back only a few slots, that doesn't sound like a team that's really smartly blowing it up.
No.
But that's the beautiful thing about these terrible contracts. This is what I love. This has been, my eyes have been open thanks to Sean Marks. Take back a bad contract and you do me a favor. I scratch
your
back.
How long does Parsons have on his deal?
Two more years.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah, but you know what he's being paid?
Yeah, that's stupid money.
$25 million a year.
That's unbelievable. How Chandler Parsons is making $25 million. He'd be like like the baseball superstars are making $25
million. I know.
And the NBA salaries are they are so out of whack. It's unbelievable.
And what ends up happening
beyond
is
out of whack.
No one will complain. I'll give you a good example. So Chris Paul has a chance to get a Supermax contract.
Right.
The Supermax contract could pay him in a few years $40 million a year, which I think we all agree is absurd.
It's ridiculous. But at least he's a top player.
At least he's Chris Paul.
You know, Chandler Parsons making $25 million a year.
Oh, what? What are you doing?
That is crazy.
And that's
the
why.
The NBA numbers are just crazy.
Yeah, and that's why
they're crazy.
Can't wait to get rid of him.
Sure.
And that's something, Knick fans, I would not do with Noah. See, the Noah contract's awful. It's not as bad as those other two, but
no,
it's bad.
No,
I would not. I know you wouldn't. I already know. You would not attach an asset just to get rid of Joakim Noah.
No. Of course not.
The only way I would do that.
We're so short on assets to begin with. Why would I do that?
The only way I would do that, and I get why the Lakers would. They're right here. They're at free agency. They're at the moment. If George and LeBron are telling them, we're coming, clear the room, then you clear the room. So next year, if you name the superstar free agent, if he comes to the Knicks and whispers and says, I'm coming, now go clear the room, then you do whatever the hell you got to do. Then I think all bets are off. You do what you have to do. Even if it includes first-round picks, you do it if you're getting those guys.
Right.
But you can't do that with the idea of getting the guys when there's no guarantee you're going to get them. And as you said, the odds are you're not going to get them.
Yep. I don't trust any of that. You know, that Kyrie, I got to play for the Knicks. I'll believe it when I see it.
That's why right now, if you're the Knicks, you're the Nets, you're similar in this regard. You have to think about long-term assets. You are rebuilding, especially with Porzingis out for the season.
Yep.
So within reason, you got to be burning that phone with the Grizzlies. They're open for business.
I'm all over that. You want to give me the fourth pick, and we'll take Parsons back, and we give you nine, I'm in.
There you go.
I'm in.
There you go.
I'm doing it.
There it is. All right. I wasn't sure which way you'd
go. No, I would do that.
All right, good.
I would do that. Because I don't trust these free agents, bro. I can't trust that.
No, you're right.
Come on.
We have to move past that. You know, just because, and I like Chris Mannix. He's a great reporter. I'm sure Chris Mannix heard that Kyrie's interest in coming to the Knicks. That's fine. You can't build your team with that eye.
No.
Because the other way I look at it is, if you don't have cap room, but Kyrie Irving wants to be a Knick, next year you will find a way
to
make the room.
I agree.
You'll do it.
You'll find a way.
You'll do it. Yep. If all of a sudden LeBron James went to the Knicks and said, I'm coming, trust me, you'll get it done. You'll find a way to get room. It may be expensive.
Well,
you may be giving up first for the next couple of years or every other year, obviously, but you'll get it done. So I think you've got to think about young assets and how to acquire them. And I think Marks has done a decent job of it. It hasn't translated into great success yet. I think that's exactly the thinking the Knicks should have. That's what you need to collect.
No, I'm with you. I agree with that. No, I would do that deal. I'm in.